I was black. My sister is not black. She's white. So, you know, there was this this business of she had her friends, but they couldn't really understand why her bigger sister was black. My father was an American soldier. I was born in 1944, and they were stationed near Yeovil, at Yeovilton Camp, and the fact they were stationed all over that area. And by reading sort of oral histories and things, I found out that obviously the black GIs used to mix with the local girls, and if they did get any of the girls into trouble or something, quite often they were shipped back home or sent to prison. And that would have been at Shepton Mallet. Shepton Mallet Prison used to house the black GIs. And of course, it was always sort of like rape or something like this. There was never any question at all that there could be any communication between a white girl and a black fellow. It was always the fellow's fault, obviously. But there were about five kids in Yeovil, my age, all exactly my age, born at the same time, all black. A couple of them have been able to trace their fathers. I tried about 10 years ago, but he had died, and obviously the family were not wanting to communicate. I never heard anything else, but I was able to find out he had died, but only sort of about 10 or 15 years ago he'd died. My mother then got married before I was born, and he was white, you see, and so my sister was white. We're never sure, actually, whether he actually knew about me until I was born. There was, you know, this... I don't think his family did, because his family didn't have anything to do with my mother after that. There's an organisation called Trace, and I went through them originally. It took about 4 years just to manage to get a name. My mother had got to the stage where I think she would tell me anything, and so I was never really sure whether what she was saying was what had really happened. And unfortunately, all my other sort of relatives who would have known had either moved away or died or that, so I was not able to find out an awful lot about him. There was a friend of my mother's that she used to go to dances with. They both had children at the same time. My other friend, the girl, I think our birthdays were about 2 or 3 days apart. So they obviously went to the same dance at Christmas, you know, and this is it. And she had actually, her mother had told her all about her father, and she was able to trace her family, although he wasn't a black man. But she did trace her family, even though he had died. She still hears from them and has been to visit them. But as I say, my mother, all she had was a name. And we weren't ever sure whether that was the right name or not, you know, so that was it.